The Rabbeinu Bechaya, in the introduction to, in his Hakdomah to Parshas Bolok, brings the Pasuk in Mishlei, Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, in the multitudes of the people is the glory of the Hodor of the king, Uve Efes Le'um, but when there's nobody, without a following, Machtas Rozoin is like his malchus, or his sorus, his reign, his majesty is reduced. In other words, a melech needs servants. A melech needs people. His strength comes from his people, from his constituents. And he goes into the first paragraph, and here he explains that basically that's the strength of a melech. If he has people, then that's his strength. If he doesn't have anybody, then he's nothing. He says, "Val hatam hazeh lo hoyo rotzen Hashem yisborach." And this is all going because at the beginning it says that Bolok was very was afraid when he heard about what Klal Yisrael had, the battles that they had won. So he was afraid. So it's speaking about his fear. He's a melech, but he's afraid that his armies won't help him. So this is his introduction. He makes a lengthy introduction to come to that point. He says, "V'alatam azeh," the second paragraph, "Lohoyo rotzen Hashem yisborach shiyeh beineinu melech." Because of this, Hashem didn't want us to have a melech. "Lefisha shebitochoin ho'am bemelech, v'hamelech bitchoinu ba'amoy." He says, if you have a melech, then what happens is the people trust the king, because the king is the powerful one. He has the armies, he has the influence, he has the power. V'hamelech, and the melech, bitchoinu ba'am. A melech needs an arm. If he doesn't have an arm, if he doesn't have soldiers, if he doesn't have an army, he doesn't have anything. He says, "V'anachnu mekablei ha-Torah," and us who receive the Torah, "nitztavinu bo sheniro es Hashem." We were commanded to fear Hashem. "Kein yishekosuv es Hashem elokecho tiro." You should fear Hashem. So, number one, we have to fear Hashem. "Gam nitztavinu sheloi niro min haknanim. Kein yishekosuv loi siro mehem." The Pasuk says not to be afraid of them. So we have on the one hand that tzivui, to be afraid of Hashem. The other hand, that tzivui, not to be afraid of the Kananim. "Uchsiv al tiru v'al tarzu mipneim." Another posuk that says, don't be afraid of them. So we are commanded both to fear Hashem and not to fear these enemies. "V'kibon shahatera osro lonu habitochon bebos of Edom." Since the Torah asked us in trusting bos of Edom, "v'tziv so isonu lio is kol echod mimenu b'tchoinu b'Hashem yisborach levadoi," and commanded us that we have to have our total bitochin in Hashem levadoi, only in Hashem, "uv'kayimenu zeh loy nitztorech lo'odom," and through this kiyum of bitochin in Hashem and not in people, "loy nitztorech lo'odom v'yeh kol echom yisrael batuach yosef min ha-melech." He says, we don't need anyone, and each Jew who has this bitochin in Hashem will have more bitochin than if there's a "v'yeh kol echom yisrael batuach yosef min ha-melech," will have more bitochin than the melech, or maybe than if we had a melech, "havel afi shehoye goliv yodua lefonov." But Hashem realized, "She yisale shasid ni Yisrael lisho elohem melech." We're going to ask for a melech. That we're keshar ha'umais. We're going to be want to be like the other nations. Hashem lehem melochem shiltoinim. They have kings and rulers. "Al kein kovel lehem batoiro mitzvah asay." Therefore, he made a mitzvah asay ledaitom limnois lehem melech. Therefore, because he knew that we're going to ask for a melech, so he made a mitzvah to appoint a melech. "Achar sheyechtu b'sholom oisoy." After sinning for asking for it. Really, we're not supposed to ask for it, but he knew that we were going to ask for it, so he made a mitzvah, I guess, to mitigate this situation, maybe the avla, but at least to correct it or to respond to it. When they will ask for a melech, he will tell us, yes, there's a mitzvah to make a melech. This should have been considered a chait for them. Kibin shakodesh baruch hu hifli in yona b'meit seiso mi'eretz Mitzrayim mikol amim v'romam chelko mikol umo. He did all kinds of nisim and niflois when he took us out of Mitzrayim and elevated us from all the umos. Viloshin, Lyoisa Moilech Halim, to be our Melech, Kimi Sha'odun Ha'olim Hu Malkoi, Shchinosa Bekirbo, one who has the master of the world as his Melech, and the Shchina in his midst, Machifza Bemelech Bosavadam. He really shouldn't need. Vilakach Hukshabani HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Melech. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not in favor of the fact that he has the Melech, but, and Sefer Tchilas HaTchilosoi, that Lamaisa, through that, with that Melech, they lost Madnu because of Azesha Atzadik Abotech Bashem. So we learn from this, a tzadik who trusts Hashem Yisbar, who batuach Yosim Amelech, is more than a melech, ki Amelech Yosim Iku Betchoin Ba'amoi. Okay, and it goes on and on with that concept. Just a very simple thing over here, and that is that I don't understand exactly how he derives this lesson. From the posuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro, and the posuk of Loisiro Mehen and Tiru Al Tiru Tiru Al Tarutsu Mipneim, that we have to fear Hashem and we're not supposed to be afraid of the Canaanim, the enemies, and therefore the Torah told us that we're not allowed to trust in man and we have to put our trust in Hashem. L'chayra, there's a wide gap between the tzivui and the resulting lesson. The tzivui is fear Hashem, don't be afraid of the Canaanim. And the lesson that we learn from that, what do we see from that? Have bitochen in Hashem, and don't worry about the Canaanim. So I understand, don't worry about the Canaanim, that might be something. No, if you don't worry about the Canaanim, that you should, you trust Hashem. What else should you do? But from the posse of Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro, to say, which is what he seems to say, that that's the source of our obligation to have bitochen in Hashem. He says, you have to have bitochen. You shouldn't have a melech. A melech means you're going to rely on the melech. You're going to rely on the power of the melech. What? You can't. You have to fear Hashem. Fear Hashem, I understand. Fear Hashem, but bitochen is something else. Bitochen, I fear Hashem. In fact, Pashtus, the Rishonim say that the reason that every mamin is not a boiteach is because he's afraid Shemagor HaMachet. Maybe he sinned. So if I cared, if anything, fear can reduce, compromise one's bitochen. I would trust Hashem. I believe in Hashem. I believe in His chesed. I would trust Him. But the only thing is, I'm afraid maybe I'm not worthy. So fear has the opposite effect of undermining one's bitochen. And yet here he says that the mitzvah to fear Hashem is the tzivui, that we must have bitochen in Hashem and not anything else. So I think it's very simple, it's very straightforward, but it seems very clear that the concept is, if a person truly has this fear of Hashem, a fear of Hashem means that Hashem, that's it, it's all about Him. There's nothing else to fear. That they go together. Don't fear anyone else. Don't fear the umos. Don't fear the armies. But I fear Hashem. So it's like, that's the whole focus. There is nothing else. I guess it's together by Einoid Mavadoi. There's no other show in town. There's no other koyach in the world. If that's the case, so then it forces me to put my trust in Him. The lack of any alternative, if I don't have to fear Him, if I could fear anything else, if it's not, or if I don't have that complete fear of Him, I'm not focused on Him, that He controls everything and everything is His cheshbonus and everything is according to His directives and everything is according to His din v'cheshbon. So then, you know, maybe I could think other things. But when I know that all of a sudden that I now am, I have to trust Him. It's almost like a compulsion. It's almost like a natural state of being. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, this might be the pshat. He says that on when he talks about in Rosh Hashanah, when he talks about the Yom HaNaroim, he says the Yomim of Yirov of Fachad, Umivrach Umonaselov, of running away out of fear of Hashem. And where do I run? I take refuge in Him. In other words, fear can sometimes lead me that I'm afraid of Hashem. What else am I going to do? There is nothing else. He's the ultimate. It's everything is about Him. He's in charge. He's in control. I'm responsible to Him. And I'm afraid. So if I'm afraid, what do I do? The only place is to run into His embrace. He said, like they give a moshel like a child that is afraid the father's gonna punish him or hit him or something. So he runs and to hug the father, like that's the only place he can run for safety. I don't know if it works that way, it may work another way, it could work just because I realize that there is nothing else. Now, it doesn't work the other way, because we know that it's shaykh for a person to have bitochon, even though he doesn't fear Hashem. So a person could say, afilo roshu b'teach b'Hashem, how does it say, it's shaykh that a person could not be for the Yirei Hashem, I could have bitochon. But it seems it's not shaykh. When the posuk says to fear Hashem, then that itself is a tzivui, that itself is a goyrem, that a person knows that this, I trust Hashem, there's nothing else. There is no other koyach. If there's no other koyach, there's a natural need inside every person to trust. It's much more like that at the beginning of the Chavis HaLabob. It says, Misha Eina Batech Hashem, Batech Bezulosoi. Why? Why Dafka? Maybe I don't trust anyone. Teretz says, you have to trust. There is a tendency, or there is a need for that trust. And if it's not in Hashem, it's something else. So maybe here too. But once I'm completely focused on Hashem, then that trust is completely focused on Him. And Memelu, the posuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro, is the tzivui that tells me that I have to put my trust in Hashem. And the truth is that the Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Yoina, this is Rabbeinu Yoina in Mishli, on this posuk, where Rovam Hadras Melech says, Mama oy yiro Es Hashem Yisborach, Boitech v'sholev min ha-melech. One who fears Hashem is boitech v'sholev min ha-melech. Ki hayore es Hashem ein betchoinoi tole bebosu v'dom. When he fears Hashem, his fear is not tole bebosu v'dom. V'habitochen ha-melech tole bebriyos. A melech's bitochen is tole in having his armies. Ki beroivam hadras melech. That's his strength. V'eves l'umit machtas rozon. Yirasa'odun, he has Yirasa'odun. But a person who has fear of Hashem, then his bitochen is not totally bebosar with him. It sounds like the bitochen is there. He has this internal sense of a need, of a desire, of a sense of you must trust. But the question is who? When I have that Yiras Hashem, then he's boiteach v'sholev min ha-melech ki hayore es Hashem ein b'tchoinoi tole b'bosu b'dom. The fear of Hashem takes away b'tochem from anything else, because it's all about Hashem. He's the all-powerful. There are no other koiches in the world. Ein oid milvadoi. And memela, all the trust is in Hashem. So I think what this means, lemaisa, is that two things. That, number one, that if we want to achieve bitochon, that there is a method called Yiras Hashem, that the focus on the einoid milvadoi, on the fact that it is only Hashem, there's nothing to fear except Hashem, there's no other koyach except Hashem, and that realization brings us to this bitochon, and bitochon, of course, is the most coveted state of being that anyone could achieve. The Bris Kerov learns, and others also, v'hisanegal Hashem v'yitin l'cho mishal l'islibecho. If a person has, the Rav says, he has bitochon to such an extent that he's misanegal Hashem, he's so comfortable, he's so happy, he's so delighted, he so feels such pleasure in the relationship, v'yitin l'cho mishal l'islibecho. So it's a means to get all the desires of your heart. It's also the ultimate means, as the Chavis HaLavov says, for Menuchas HaNefesh. He says, Menuchas HaNefesh, it's all in Hashem's hand. I trust Him, I rely on Him. And all of this can come from an enhanced Yiras Hashem. That's one. But I think what this also could do is something else. We live in a generation where many people are afraid to be afraid. You know, didn't one of the presidents say, one of the Roosevelts, the only thing to be afraid of is fear itself? I'm not sure what that means. But we're afraid to be afraid. We're afraid to be afraid. It's paralyzing. It's overwhelming. It's, if we know that the Yiras Hashem that we're afraid of is going to be the direct, absolute source of bitochen, not so much to be afraid of. It has a very positive benefit as well. In fact, we don't even have to reduce it by quoting the Rashi in Kehelis that says, "Soif dovar kol nishmas alikim yiro mashatucha laseiv alibcha lashemayim." That's the way Rashi defines es Hashem alik es Hashem tiro. But push it, yiro shemayim brings a person to bitochem. If that's the case, the yiro that seems so overwhelming is really a formula to be so confident, to be so lisaneg al Hashem. And of course, with the benefits of yite lecho mishalo yislibecho, and the benefits of the ultimate menuchas hanefesh, so I guess we shouldn't be so afraid to be afraid.